Up next on American Restoration.
This motor's really, really rare.
It was taken off because it started smoking.
Oh. It's not making any sense. Why did it fire? If we can't make this motor work, we're in a world of hurt.
It's a mercantile scale. I'd be willing to give you $4,500 and I'll throw you a VIP party.
You lowered the price to have a party?
100%.
You better hope that we make budget on this.
Yeah, I think he's pissed.
That's
I know he's pissed.
I'm Rick Dale. And at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Hey, Dad!
Yeah?
I got a customer. He's got two items. He wants to get them restored.
Oh, wow.
How you doing?
All right.
I'm Rick.
Chuck.
Chuck, what you got here?
Two parade bikes, but a 63 mini bike and a 75 tri-rod.
Love the tank on it. It reminds me of, you know, like a Harley tank,
yeah.
You know?
Where'd you get this?
I bought it off a couple Shriners.
Are you a Shriner?
Yes.
That's awesome. So you want to restore it and then do the parades again.
Back in the parades again.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm a member of the Aladdin Shrine in Ohio, and I like to use those two items in parades for my son and I to ride and help get more people out to support the Shriners Children's Hospital.
I mean, do you know everything about Shriners?
Not a lick.
The symbols and all that, what that means? It's mostly Middle Eastern symbolism, right?
Correct.
I know that it's like a fraternity.
Right,
yes?
Fraternity.
And you have to be a Mason first, right?
Correct.
And the Shriners founded a series of children's hospitals all over the United States.
Yes, and they've got one in Canada.
Yeah.
And one in Mexico.
That's great. Let's take a look at this mini bike.
It's got a Briggs motor, it looks like, right?
Yeah, but the original motor's over on the tri-rod there in the case.
What is it? Let's see.
It's a kickstart.
The plug's in it, so it's not too bad. It doesn't have any compression, but...
It was taken off because it started smoking.
Oh, so it's got a bad ring or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The frame itself has been broke, so we're going to have to fix that weld. The tank's leaking, so we're going to have to fix all that, strip the tank, do the same art exactly?
Right.
What's this say on here?
That's the original owner's name. I want to change the name on both sides here and put Jocko, my son's name.
Jocko, with a J.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. So the motor's going to be my biggest challenge. Now this one...
Well, this is a 1975 tri-rod. They were at one time licensed for the road. I've never picked a brand name up on it.
How's this thing ride?
Last parade I added in, the throttle stuck in it. It almost took out a couple police officers, but we made it.
Yeah, it might be a transmission issue. You'd probably do a new piece of plexiglass here.
I will put Chuck on there.
You get the three-wheeler.
Yeah, Dad's
with the wheelie.
Dad's got a little luxury, you know? Well, what's all this going to cost me, Rick?
Well, let's start with that one. The mini bike, motor, blinging it out, upholstering everything, new grips, getting that thing all done where you'll be proud of it to ride down the street. I'm looking at probably 15 grand to do that whole piece.
15 grand for that little bike?
Yeah. This tri-rod, I'm looking at 18,000 on this one.
Wow. A little more than I was planning on going on. What about if we just do one? How about we just do the mini bike?
I think the mini bike itself will be incredible. If it is as rare as I think it is, it'll be worth quite a bit. And fixing the motor, making it all original, that's gonna be the one to do.
We'll do that one.
All right, awesome, awesome. What are we doing here?
Look at something to get restored, dude.
All the way out here?
Yeah. Tyler and I are here today at the Pioneer Saloon. We got a call from a potential customer that might want us to restore something. And because of the bar, well, you know I had to be there.
Guys?
Hey, I'm Ron.
I'm Noel.
Hi, Tyler. Nice to meet you.
You got something for us to look at?
Yeah. It's our 100-year anniversary, and I've got a piece I'm thinking about restoring. Let's go check it out. This is it over here, guys. It's a mercantile scale. 100 years ago, when you came into a store, your flour, your wheat, your coffee, it'd come over this scale and it'd be weighed, priced out, put in a bag, and sold to you. And this is original to the bar when it opened in 1913. So this has been here 100 years just like the bar.
Wow. Holy smokes. This was so advanced for back in the day. The competing scale company merged with two other companies in the 1920s, and now they're IBM.
Wow.
Which, that's how advanced this company was.
All the pieces are there, right? I mean, nothing's missing, nothing's been lost.
Right.
And then what about working?
Well, it used to work. Okay. It doesn't seem to work anymore.
Okay.
What's your kind of vision for it?
We've got to keep it original. I like the colors, this greenish color.
Yes. All this ornate art on the sides, we can redo all that. And then this glass, we're gonna have to keep this original because it actually works like a magnifying glass to make the letters bigger.
Oh yeah, I never thought about that. So now you've seen it, what do you think this is gonna run me?
To restore this back to all original, save $5,400.
Wow. Well, it's more than what I expected. What do you guys think about this? I'd be willing to give you $4,500 cash, and I'll throw you and everybody at your office one big party. That'll include dinner, steaks, and all the drinks you can bring.
What? We should definitely do that. I don't know. That's what I think.
Well, think like Rick.
No.
I'm gonna say let's do it. I think that'll work. All right.
Good.
All right. Noel.
I was kind of kidding. My dad's gonna be pissed.
I know, that's why you gotta have my back on this.
All right, I will, but you gotta tell him because you're older and I'm too young to die.
Right.
Are you kidding me? This is really gonna be a challenge.
I need it like yesterday, and Rick can't know a thing about it.
So you ready?
I'm ready.
Man, that bar was badass.
I hope you guys are sober.
As far as you know.
Is it heavy?
It's not light.
It's a computing scale, and you know why they call it that, right?
Because it computed stuff.
All right. It computed the price of the product that it was weighing. Each one of these were codes for a product. Like a 19 would have been ground round steak. So you just look at the 19 once you get to the poundage, it would give you the price right there. So does it work?
Not really.
Making it work is the hardest part. Hold that up in the air. Oh, it's jammed up. This is supposed to spin, and it's got a lot of nickel to be done here. So what'd you quote?
Well, I quoted him $5,400 for the full restoration.
Okay.
And he wasn't sure, so he said he'd throw us a party. Because of that, I went down to $4,500.
So what you're saying is that you lowered the price to have a party?
Definitely.
100%.
You better hope that we make budget on this, because if we don't, this is coming out of you guys' pocket, not the rest of the crew. You two. A party? I can't believe this.
God, he's a buzzkill.
I got your back, but you really need to figure this out.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
You ready or what?
Ready to turn this down?
Oh my God, are you okay?
No, but that'll wake you up in the morning.
Let's get this baby torn down.
Look at that.
Ooh,
road rash.
For the team.
Road rash in it.
Bradley, I feel like you could be a Triner. I mean, you got that little different vibe going on.
But I'd want a glass eye, you know? I'd want to look through like a glass eye.
Really, you can't look through a glass eye. If you have a glass eye, that means you have no eye. I love Bradley like a stepbrother, but we would get this done a lot quicker if I didn't have to listen to all this bull.
Dude, like a stepbrother? I am your stepbrother. I wonder if the Freemasons have a theme song. Dude, I heard that they like meet up in caves and like dress in like.
What?
That's why I get all my mail sent to a P.O. box.
Why?
So Freemasons can't come find you.
All right, if you want to take back wheel off, front wheel off, and the chain off, then we'll be good.
That's good. Shrine you later. I'm going for one more ride. I'm in the Shrine Club, baby.
All right, let's dig into it.
I got to work with you.
Yeah. I'm going to oversee this whole thing. I'm going to make sure everything goes smooth.
Stay out of the way. You're going to see some dust fly.
All I'm hoping is that we tear this down, there isn't any huge surprises. Otherwise, it might come out of my pocket.
Well, it looks like we got a broken spring.
That's probably why it wasn't weighing right. He said it was kind of off-calibrated. This one's good, though.
I'd like to get this insert out.
careful, Kyle. That thing's over 100 years old.
I punched a hole in this thing when I was pulling it out.
Are you kidding me?
Have fun redoing that.
Rick cannot know about this. He'll be so pissed, and I'll be on the hook for it. I gotta figure out a way to get it fixed and fix it fast.
Don't look at me.
Damn it.
Fonz.
Yes, sir.
How's it going on the Continental Motor?
Yeah.
Fonzie's put in a ton of hours on this Continental Motor for the Shriner mini bike. Getting this original motor to work is everything. Fonzie says he's got it ready, but I need to go in and check it out for myself. Let's go, let's see what happens.
One, two.
No, it's not making any sound, Fonz.
Why ain't it firing?
Hold on, hold on.
It doesn't sound like it's...
Silence can no spark.
We know the motor's got gas and has good compression, but it's still not starting. It seems like the ignition system is broken, but to be sure, we need to pull out the spark plug and see if it's firing. If there's no spark, that means we're out of luck.
No spark.
Nothing, 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 nothing. This Continental motor, this is really, really rare. There's no parts online. There's no motors online. If we can't make this motor work, we're in a world of hurt. I wonder if it's the ignition.
Is the points moving?
Oh yeah, they're moving. Fonz and I are trying to get a spark in this old mini bike motor. Without spark, it won't run. And without the original Continental motor, the project is not complete.
If there's no spark, then we have some kind of electronic issue. Huh? Either the points are bad, this condenser could be bad.
Nobody's got no parts for that Continental. Nobody.
Can we fix the points?
Well, no, we cannot fix those. But I got a good idea. I don't know if you like it. Maybe we can put electronic ignition on it.
Let's at least get it and see if we can get some spark out of it, see if that is our problem.
The original ignition system in this motor is kaput, but we might be able to replace it with a newer electronic system. If that works, we can at least save the engine.
That's an electronic ignition.
We just got to connect the ignition to the lead on the spark plug.
Okay.
If that gives the spark, it'll be a miracle, Fonzie. You got it. You got spark. Now we got spark. Hopefully that's our last hurdle. All we gotta do now is put the spark plug in and see if it runs.
More.
That sounds awesome. Good job. So now I need you to tear it all apart again so that we can paint the whole thing, and then you gotta reassemble it and pray to God it works again. Nice.
Yes.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Ron.
I need your help, man.
Oh, no. What do we got?
We were pulling apart the scale, and it got ripped.
Well, let's have a look. That is complicated.
This is a 100-year-old paper, so he wants to keep it original.
Okay. This is really going to be a challenge. I mean, it's very old, so it won't be invisible, but, I mean, you're not going to see it that closely anyway, are you?
It needs to be perfect, because you have a magnifying glass on that exact spot.
A magnifying glass. Okay, well, that just adds another level of difficulty. Anything else you want to heap on there to make it trickier?
Well, it actually has a couple of concerns. I need it like yesterday.
And Rick can't know a thing about it.
All right? Thanks, Ted.
I guess you're welcome. I'm using rice paper because it has long, strong, flexible fibers, and it doesn't turn yellow with age. I've never had to do anything round or as old as this scale drum. I just hope this works.
Ron, I met Noel in the parking lot. What are you doing out here?
You know, I've got a lot riding on this, man. I gotta make sure it looks beautiful and perfect.
Good to see you, Ron.
Good seeing you again.
After 100 years of this thing being the same, I'm really nervous about this.
All right. Okay, well. So in your head right now, you see what it used to look like,
right? I got a picture. 100-year-old mercantile scale that has aged and was broken before.
So you ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Holy crap! Oh, my God, that's unbelievable! Dude! This is flipping unbelievable. Is this the same scale?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. How
how in the world did you get it looking like this?
We sent all the stuff out to get nickel plated. It's all done like it would have been. Ted did all this art where he took and put all the gold in here, the filigree. All this art's been hand done on there.
The detail is amazing.
The glass itself, we cleaned it all up, left all the scratches in. We didn't take any of the life out of it, things that have touched it, the people that have touched it. The paper drum with all the numbers on it, it had a lot of cracks, distress. And Ted ended up taking rice cloth, and he glued all those cracks back together. There was a lot of them. And it even had a large tear in it.
So you knew? How?
Ted told me.
So we came in under budget?
We just squeaked by.
Party on. All right, well, I did grab something to see if this actually weighed.
What do you got?
They don't call me Ronnie on the spot for nothing. Okay, so he'd be in the store. On we go.
Yeah.
All right. There we got about 16 ounces, right? It's up kind of like a diaper. You got your twisty tie. There you go. You got a nice little pouch of rice.
All right.
Is there anything else you need?
Maybe some women.
I got to keep all those for myself. Sorry about that.
Well, it looks great. I'm sure everyone at the Pioneer Saloon is going to be really excited.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
I'm excited. Yeah, thanks a lot, Ron. Thank you very much. We got a party to plan.
Oh. All right.
Barbecue.
All right.
All
right. And big steaks.
Oh,
big steaks.
Nice. Yep. Nice.
I never heard anything run before. Oh, wow.
Where is everybody, guys? This is a party? I mean, this is what my $900 is going to?
Can I just tell you how excited I am for this party? It's gonna be so much fun.
My money, it's fun.
No, not only that. I mean, there's gonna be barbecue, steaks maybe, beer. Please be a little excited, please.
Dude, I just don't
have
a lot of time for that. Yeah, babe.
Chuck's here for the mini bike.
Oh, hey, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
Good to see
you. Good seeing you.
Yeah, so excited to see this?
I'm just so excited.
All right, well, Ron, you want to go get it for me?
Bro, honestly, I have to plan this party. I have to get this thing. I've got a lot of stuff to do, all right? I'm sorry. You can handle it, okay? Party! Woo!
Worthless. All right, so, babe, just go ahead and take him over there, and I'll go get it.
When I brought this thing in, it was missing parts, had rust on it, gas tank had a hole in it. We had no idea if it ran, so Rick did have his hands full trying to get that back together for me. It's very important to me that this mini bike has the wow factor. I'm looking for a lot of pop.
You hear that?
That's not it. I never heard that thing run before. Oh my God, look at that. Oh, wow.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Kelly, thank you. What a great job, Rick. Fantastic. Oh man. And you got that original motor running. That didn't look that good when it come from the factory, I'll bet back in 63. It's over and above what I ever expected to be done with it. Wow. You got the pop I wanted, I'll tell you that.
Pretty nice bike.
Yeah, pretty nice bike.
Actually, this bike, this is called a Simplex, is what this is. I figured that out by tearing it apart. It's about a 1963 Sportsman. This is a rare bike. It wasn't starting because there was a points issue. So we ended up putting an electronic point system in there. I mean, it's about this big. Put that in there and just wire to it. Boom, fires every time.
Oh, wow, great.
So it's all inside of it. You can't really see it. We took all the fenders, the tanks, cleaned the tank out and everything. Had a lot of welds down in here that were bad, so we cleaned those all up. These shocks down inside here. I was riding, it's very comfortable. I mean, this is like a Harley designed to where it's got that Springer rear end.
Right.
So we gold plated those so it'll last forever. I chromed all the wheels, aluminum. Mm-hmm. So we polished them, but then we still chrome plated them so you don't have to get down there and shine them out. The springs for the front end, gold plated those. Brake cables, throttle cables are new. Headlights on side there, it all works.
Right.
And then the horn. It's fun to ride. It's very cool.
Rick, I knew it was going to turn out good, but I didn't know it was going to turn out this good. We'll put it brace. Jocko's going to ride it.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, we're building a new temple in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And they're making room for this bike when the new temple's done.
Nice.
And realizing the job that I think it's going to do, help bring in money for an excellent cause. You get emotional. You get emotional. You can't help it.
I think the giving does that. You know, from the heart.
Yeah.
You feel it.
Appreciate it very much. It was worth the journey.
Can't go wrong with steak and potatoes, man.
I'm loving it. Is anyone else coming?
Of course. Of course they are. Right? It's not a freaking date with you, dude.
Hey, where is everybody, guys? This is a party?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, this is what my $900 is going to?
Sit down and get yourself a beer. We're all good. Watch this. Bring the beers!
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
Leonard, you want to do a shot with me?
Okay.
Okay, now drink it all.
Drink it all. There you go, Leonard.
Yeah! Ron lives for the party. But Ron really came through. I mean, this party is absolutely a fantastic deal. All the guys are having a good time. There's drinking. Having fun.